long ball by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look, and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for six more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's Biozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yard line. Touchdown! Who lead it 20 to nothing. Oh, what a play by Seth Biozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45. He carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Wow. I can tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and four for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business. Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McDee. It's a gorgeous night here on the gridiron at Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins entertain Ridgemont on homecoming evening here in 2016. Chuck, it's a terrific July evening.
This would be a beautiful July evening. It was pretty nice for October, too.
A couple of 2-4 teams go at it here tonight. Fort Loramie is still the prohibitive favorite, having thumped this Ridgemont team 55-0 in Mount Victory a year ago. It's a game that Fort Loramie, now having won 2 in a row, could win tonight, should win tonight, needs to win tonight, and next week over Lehman Catholic in order to finish out 6-4 like last year and earn a spot 7th or 8th in the region in D7 to get into the playoffs. If so, Loramie would get into the postseason by the skin of its teeth. It is entirely possible. Chuck, I don't think anything less than 6-4 gets it done. A win tonight, a loss to Lehman next week, or an upset win by Ridgemont this evening over Fort Loramie, and the Redskins' chances for life after Game 10, probably history. But wow, has Coach Whit Park's team rebounded. Two big triumphs in succession. After 4 losses, including a couple of games, the Redskins easily could have won. Who knows, if Mesher doesn't go out, Fort Loramie may very well have beaten Minster. Did lose to Minster eventually in overtime. And if Gasson doesn't go out early in the game at Riverside, who knows? Fort Loramie may very well have won that game. As it turned out, Riverside pulled it out in the last 30 seconds, 19-14. So Fort Loramie is just a play or two away, just a few seconds away from being 4-2 rather than 2-4, trying to overcome injuries along the way. It's been tough. Where Fort Loramie is a little thin, the back end, offensively, defensively, that's where the Redskins have been hardest, have been hit the hardest.
Well, yeah, they've lost some key spots in their backfield.
Yep.
And that's one of the hardest places by far to adjust. Now, Coach Park runs an offense where the ball can be snapped about any place into the backfield. So that's really tough for a team to get prepared for when you only have 4 days of practice before you play them. So hopefully that's going to allow Loramie to really be in the game tonight. They need to start focusing on what they're doing because you're right. They can't afford to lose another game. Yep. And this week is kind of a gimme. Next week against Lehman, that's going to be a war.
Yeah, no more slip-ups for Fort Loramie, that's for sure. It's unfortunate, Chuck, but in a small school Division VII program, when you lose a Carter Mesher, when you lose a Cody Gasson, who play offense, defense, special teams, it's like being without four or five guys, and it's a real, real challenge for a D7 program to overcome that.
It is. You know, unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game, but sometimes it seems like some teams take more than their share of the injuries, and Loramie for 2 years in a row has had that same problem.
And along the line of scrimmage, Fort Loramie is without Colin Dietrich tonight, maybe next week, a concussion, so he doesn't play. To give you, Chuck, an idea as to how injuries have affected this team, you may recall the name Connor Myring, a 5'10", 195-pounder. He's a senior. Played some quarterback last year early in the campaign when Siegel went out.
Right.
He has been on the depth chart at various positions. As I said, he played QB a year ago. Lo and behold, because of injuries here and there, he has worked his way up the depth chart, and he starts on the offensive line tonight after showing himself very well last week. He'll play some defensive line in addition this evening, but he gets the starting nod on that offensive line, which, by the way, is very good. Frank Meyer, Nolan Holdhouse, Sam Putoff, and the center, Tate Scholes, round out that offensive line tonight with Connor Myring. It's a good group, an experienced group. But kudos to Connor Myring. What a success story.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's perseverance is what that is. You got a kid that wants to play, and he'll do whatever he needs to do to help the team. And that's as a coach, that's exactly what you want.
Another all-around outstanding athlete on this club is Daniel Burning. He's like a Mesher. He's like a Gasson. He'll do anything very well he's asked. A multi-talented young man. We saw him improve greatly on the basketball floor. Daniel Burning, very solid linebacker for the Redskins, has been doing the workhorse duties in the offensive backfield now and has been performing quite well. We'll see Daniel Burning lug that pigskin tonight at number 25. 6 feet tall, 205, a senior. Tough young man to bring down, and you can bet the Redskins will try to keep the ball away from Ridgemont's wide-open spread offense. They'll pitch it all around, throw it quite a bit for Fort Loramie. A steady diet of Burning tonight.
Well, they like to run it. The Minster game, their passing game really wasn't there, and I don't think it's improved a lot through the next five games. They run the ball. They run the clock. They do what they have to do to don't turn the ball over.
Yes.
That's what they have to do tonight. And you know, no penalties where instead of second and four, you're first and 15 or you're second and nine because you're jumping. We've seen a lot of that this year.
Yeah, and talk about turning the ball over. We have seen mistakes early on in games the past 7 weeks virtually decide the outcomes in the first 8 or 10 minutes of the contest.
Yeah, for the last couple of weeks, we have definitely seen that. And even the Minster-Lehman game, that game was over before it started. And I think if they played again, I'm not sure Lehman wouldn't beat Minster.
Right, I'd agree. Well, it's a gorgeous night for high school football. It was 83 degrees, Chuck, at about 350, according to the thermometer in my car.
Right.
And it was 83 then. It's cooled down quite a bit since. Probably now, in the low 70s?
I would say maybe 75 or so. Yeah. I'm going to Columbus tomorrow, and I got great seats, and they were free, which makes them even better.
Whew.
But it's supposed to be in the mid-60s tomorrow over there, not a cloud in the sky. That's football weather.
The wind is blowing at us, I think, from the west. The breeze has picked up over the course of the day. A few stratus clouds off to the west. Sun shining. It'll dip below the horizon in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Thank you.
It is an absolute perfect night for high school football. Homecoming
right
here at Fort Loramie as the Redskins 2-4 take on Ridgemont 2-4. And so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. This, our 10th football season on Scores Broadcast, and in January we launch our 11th calendar year here on scoresbroadcast.com. We owe gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which underwrites our halftime program. Wilson Health has been a partner with Scores Broadcast for the last 8 years, and we thank Wilson Health very, very much. And the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. Thank you, the Sydney Daily News. Ken Barhorst, the sports editor, is tuning in, and he will send along to us via text over the course of the evening updates on scores throughout the Upper Miami Valley. These additional underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, which underwrites our star of the game after the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, locations in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Plus these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. Fort Loramie game sponsors include Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyers. M&A Muffler and Tires, with a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, these two schools, Fort Loramie and Ridgemont, are in Ohio Division 7, Region 28. Chuck Covington right now owns the top spot with a record of 6-0. Troy Christian right behind at 5-1. Troy Christian's only loss came to Covington, by the way. Ada hangs in there third with a 4-2 record. Layman Catholic is fourth, 4-2. If the season were to end right now, Layman Catholic would play in its home field against the 5 seed, which is Fort Recovery. Those two clubs locked horns in week 1 at Layman, Sydney Memorial Stadium, the scene. Fort Recovery won that game 21-20. Not inconceivable that those two clubs, Layman Catholic, Fort Recovery, meet again. Obviously, Troy Christian and Covington both having outstanding years as well. Miami Valley Christian Academy is 6th, Riverside 7th, Gamble Montessori in Cincinnati is 8th. Clearly, I think 5 through 8 could get jumbled. A few of those clubs could fall out, get replaced. Fort Loramie, with a season close of 6 straight wins, is vying for one of those final 2 or 3 spots.
Well, I mean, they got a shot at it. One of the things that hurts them is that Minster's ahead of them. Every time they win, they get Minster points.
Right.
So that's
right.
One of the things that hurts you. That game next week with Layman sitting at number 4, those are the points that are going to either get them in,
yep,
or shut down the season as far as playoffs are concerned.
Yep, you mentioned Minster. Minster is 11th in Ohio Division 7, Region 28, going into play tonight. Fort Loramie is tied in the 14th spot with Hardin Northern, a team that Fort Loramie has already blown off the field this year. By the way, Hardin Northern defeated Ridgemont by a score of 18-6 just last week after Fort Loramie the week before beat Hardin Northern by a score of 55-22. So if you do have any trust in common scores at all, that would suggest that Fort Loramie is a big-time prohibitive favorite here tonight.
Well, they should be. I mean, home field, homecoming, better athletes. I think that bodes well for Loramie to get one tonight.
We've got Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, coming up in a moment. First, we're going to hear from our pregame sponsor, The In-Between. Great night for high school football. Homecoming here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 2-4 against Ridgemont 2-4 right here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to The In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to The In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and The In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like The In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At The In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at The In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee along with Tom Weisner, who works in the athletic director's office at Fort Loramie High School. The triumvirate, Weisner, McBee, Kramer, here in the far south booth on the east side of the Fort Loramie High School gridiron. And it is a fantastic night for high school football here in the month of July. Oh, I mean October.
That's a pretty night, that's for sure.
Well, I had the good fortune to chat with Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, just yesterday. He was very complimentary about his club. A lot of injuries. Fort Loramie's had to deal with them, overcome them. It's been more the next man up. Fort Loramie's had to go really deep into its roster to fill all the starting spots. Example I gave a few minutes ago, Connor Myring has moved up into the offensive line. Kudos to him. But here's Coach Parks talking about the dilemma of his club through six games.
Everyone has issues, you know, and we didn't sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. It happened with some really key people. Especially two of our best athletes, you know, and the guys that would be touching the ball a lot, and so that has had a real impact on us because I mean we're pretty solid up front, but it seems like every week we've had to reorganize a little bit and get somebody else ready to be in our backfield. So it's been a little slow that way, but you know, to our kids' credit, they have come and worked hard every day, and we just keep on going. And I think maybe we learned that lesson from last year.
Yeah. Overall, you're a pretty young football team. That doesn't help you tomorrow or next week, but it does give youth a chance to participate.
It does, and in these last 2 weeks, we've gained a little momentum.
Yeah.
You know, we've played well, and some guys are starting to find themselves. Some of the new guys we've put in have actually played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that they grow, keep growing, and in tonight's game, this will be a real key for us to get another win and to get that third one, and then maybe more confidence and all that stuff. And then, of course, you know, the last three games in our conference are all going to be difficult games. And so we're going to have to stay healthy, number one, and not have any more injuries, and then just keep getting better.
Yeah, you lose Mesher, you lose Gassum, two outstanding, multi-talented athletes who play on both sides of the ball for you. Dan Burning, now your featured running back, and kudos to him. He's done a great job.
He really has. I mean, he was a difference maker. We went to Hardin Northern. We threw him in, so he had 2 days of practice, basically, as a running back, and he rushed for 173 yards. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he did a really good job. And Dan's a football player.
Right.
So no matter where we put him, he's going to play football, and he's going to be good at it. He's a tough kid. He's, you know, he's strong. He's a good weight room guy, and he's just a pure football player. And
heck of a linebacker, too.
He's a really good good linebacker, you know, and was an all-conference linebacker for us last year. So, you know, we've moved him back there, and he's kind of taking it. So I think he's enjoying it and taking it, to, you know, and going with it and everything. I think he's going to be a difference maker for us in these next 4 weeks.
And your junior quarterback, Siegel, coming along just fine.
Yeah, he had a bout with mono there in the second game of the year, didn't play, and he was kind of slow coming back from that and everything. But in the last 2 or 3 weeks, he has really last couple weeks has really been on in the passing game. We're just trying to limit what we ask him to do. We you know, with Dan being kind of a power runner, we, you know, we're not asking him as much to do. But his passing has really been good the last 2 weeks.
Let's hope you don't lose him, because you have lost some young quarterbacks behind him. It's unfortunate, because where you were a little thin on the backside of the offense, backside of the defense, that's where you've lost people.
Yeah, where we couldn't afford to lose anyone, that's where we've lost our players. Both of our backup quarterbacks, Nate Ratterman and Nick Brandewey, a freshman, they both are out for the year with injuries. So we basically have one quarterback, and we're sure going to have to take care of him and keep him healthy. I know that.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, before tonight's game between the Redskins and Ridgemont. Offensive and defensive lines, they have been strong points for you, and you've got depth up front on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, those kids up front have really played well all year. Our defense has played well. You know, Mike Hoyne and Dan Burning, two outstanding linebackers. Our defensive line is playing great. And our offensive line has played really well. So if we can keep you know, getting better here in the backfield and get these guys going, I think we can make a run at some games here in the next 4 weeks.
Highlight some of those players for you from tackle to tackle who have played splendid football.
Yeah,
down in the trenches.
Yeah, on defense, Frank Meyer, Sam Putoff, Nolan Holdhouse, Tate Shoulders. Those are all kids that played for us a year ago and are really playing outstanding right now. Two of those are juniors. And then, you know, it's the same guys on offense, too. You know, here's an example of Nate Plyman, who was a defensive end for us. And Cody Gasson goes out, so now we make him a safety. He's never played safety before in his life. So he goes back there, and he's done a great job for us. But, you see, that's our team concept and our team attitude. And a guy like Nate is just willing to do whatever it takes to help the team. And that's how we can keep going through this, is to just guys like that, a leader. You know, one of the leaders of our team step up and do that, and that's an example to everybody on our team.
And in small school, high school football, the loss of a player, it may not sound like much on the surface, but that's a big challenge. Maybe a hole to fill, the special teams, offense, and defense, all three.
Yeah, well, you know, the two guys, Mesher and Gasson, both played both ways. Gasson was our punter. Both were punt return and kick return guys. So, you know, we've lost several positions by just losing two people.
Well, let's have a good one against Ridgemont here tonight. I know you'll try to control the ball in the offense and keep the ball away from their spread attack.
Well, we've got some great kids still playing football here, and they're giving great effort. And I think if we just give great effort again tonight, we're going to be fine, and we're looking forward to it.
Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie. He is in year number two running the program. Second year head coach at Ridgemont as well, Todd Burris. Been on the staff 5 years, and his club won its first two games to start the season, has dropped four in succession. Right out of the chute, Ridgemont beat Ridgedale 33-0, then knocked off Arcadia 36-20. Lost a heartbreaker to Mount Gilead, which is now 3-3, by the way. That was a 21-20 setback. And then Lima Perry defeated Ridgemont 37-13. Riverside clobbered Ridgemont 63-6 last week. Hardin Northern defeated Ridgemont by a score of 18-6. Fort Loramie on a path, Chuck, which so far is replicating a year ago. Can the Redskins lose their first four, win their next six again, and get in the playoffs? We're going to find out. We'll return with starting lineups, opening kickoff when we come back. Great night for high school action here at Fort Loramie. Temperature in the low to mid-70s. Not a cloud overhead. No chance of rain. It is a terrific evening. We've got the game coming up next on Scores Broadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, seconds away from the start of this game tonight between the Fort Loramie Redskins, the home team, attired in black from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in white, black headgear, and across the way, the Golden Gophers from Ridgemont, not attired in maroon and gold, green and white, to be exact, for the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont, white shirts, green pants, green numerals, white headgear. I'd like to let you know that we're also on the air thanks to a couple additional Fort Loramie game sponsors. You just heard from Geyer's, which, by the way, recently, Chuck, had a customer fly in from Alaska after having picked out a Geyer's pre-owned car online.
Nice.
Drove, I should say flew in from Alaska, and then took a week to drive all the way back with the Geyer's vehicle. How about
well,
that?
Hey, no, that gives you confidence when you know that the car that you buy there can get you back to Alaska. Those I did that drive once. Those roads are not smooth.
What a success story. But thanks as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires, big savings on tires that you'll never get tired of. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 937-295-3971. Opening kickoff to start the game by Fort Loramie is downed by Ridgemont in the area of the 25-yard line as Cody Barhorst zipped downfield to tackle the return man. Good boot by C.J. Billing inside the 20. First down for Ridgemont, and we'll go over the Ridgemont starting lineup for you momentarily. This club has some personnel which has put up very good numbers on the board so far this year. And the first play from scrimmage is a handoff right up the gut for maybe a yard, and that is it.
I think he lost a couple.
You're right. Fort Loramie got into the backfield. It was an offensive lineman who was a couple yards up the field for Ridgemont. Tackle made actually back at the 23. So it's second down and 12 yards to go for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Quarterback is Ethan Mauser. He's in the spread. He stands 3 or 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Has a back alongside. That's Cameron Smith. Trips to the left on second and long. Fake to Smith. Mauser under a little duress. Loops it down the middle to the tight end. A post pattern. He overshot him at the 40. And there's a very late penalty marker. Defensive pass interference.
Terrible call.
Oh, I tell you what, Chuck. We have seen more phantom PIs called this year, I think, to last us the rest of the decade.
Well, I'm sorry, but that ball was about 15 yards over the guy's head. There was he quit running. There was absolutely no flag on that play.
Ball intended for Cade McKinley, the tight end. And you're right, really no opportunity to come close to catching that ball for McKinley. Nonetheless, pass interference, first down for Ridgemont at across the 35 at the 38. Ridgemont with two receivers flanked to the near side, a pair to the right for the quarterback, Ethan Mauser. He sends a man in motion across the formation. That is Keaton Fout. And here's a line plunge, maybe a half yard. That's it. Fort Loramie in the middle defensively, led by Frank Meyer on the stop. Sam Putoff assisted. Second down and 10 for Ridgemont, which picked up a first down right away thanks to a bogus pass interference call. 10:40 left to go in the opening quarter.
It's easy to throw that flag if you're the guy in the middle because you don't have to be near the coaching staff.
Yeah, you're right. You're protected by the two hash marks right smack dab in the middle of the gridiron. Snap back to Mauser. Looks right. Throws a pitch down the right side, outcut pattern, run by the man in the slot, and it was tipped or was off the mark. No good. Brandon Bennett in the slot ran a route 12 yards downfield, and the toss for Mauser was behind him, and that confronts Ridgemont with a third and 10 from the Golden Gophers' 38-yard line. No score in this game. First offensive series. Mauser no doubt will throw here. Mauser got his first start this season last week against Hardin Northern and went 11 for 23 for 118 yards. And here's a sweep around the left end by Ridgemont. Fort Loramie stretches it out quite nicely. Good pursuit all the way to the boundary. Tackle made, a loss of a couple or three, and Ridgemont's got to punt. Boy, Nolan Holdhouse, Chuck, was all over that one, and Ridgemont goes in reverse. Fourth and every bit of 14 to go for a first down inside the 35 of the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, there was a bunch of Loramie defenders standing there waiting for that play.
Cameron Smith, the offensive running back, is in punt formation, and it's a sidewinder, and it's dipped behind the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. The ball travels over the 50, but not very far. And the Redskins are in business at their own 45, first down, 10 yards to go. Well, we've seen our share of block punts this year. They've been factors in games. And time again, they've happened early on in contests and have led one club to a quick drive and a score. Let's see if it pays dividends here tonight for Fort Loramie as it did last week for Marion Local against Anna.
That was a pretty darn good football team last week.
Inside running play, Redskins, and a good burst. Daniel Burning chugging hard over the 50. He won't be denied as he powers all the way to the 45 of Ridgemont. He's got an even 10 and a first down. Boy, this Daniel Burning has been running like a man possessed ever since he was put in that offensive backfield when Cody Gasson went down against Riverside. 75-yard TD run last week by Jake Ward for Fort Loramie on the first play from scrimmage. And here's a pass right down the middle of the field by Fort Loramie, and it is caught on the dead run at the 15-yard line, and it's a TD. Wow! What a strike for the Redskins. Nate Playman stared at Austin Siegel, threw it right on the button. Wow. I think that one of only two receivers out in patterns was Nate Playman, Chuck. It had Ridgemont fooled. Golden Gophers looking for a running play. Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, outsmarted them by going deep with a long pass on first and 10. It covered 45 yards.
Well, you're right. They only sent out two receivers, and he truly could have chosen either one of them because there was no defender around either one.
I think
so. The pass
so.
Was great. I mean, a perfectly thrown ball.
Oh, Siegel threw it in dynamite fashion. Extra point try coming by Billing. Not artistic. He smacked it a low line drive. It clears the crossbar by 3 or 4 feet, and it's good. We played 3 minutes first quarter. Fort Loramie on the scoreboard initially, leading Ridgemont 7-0 on scores, broadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
The Redskins of Fort Loramie off to a great beginning, leading Ridgemont 7-0. We've got a flag on the play on the ensuing kick. 5-yard penalty against the Redskins. I almost said pre-snap foul. There is no pre-snap.
Pre-kick foul. Yeah, three of them took off early, and then they, I'm not sure what the problem was, but it was someplace in the cadence.
Fine introduction to the game by Fort Loramie here tonight, much like last week. 75-yard kickoff return, not a run from scrimmage, but a kickoff return for a score by Jake Ward 1 week ago for Fort Loramie. And then a block punt by the Redskins on the opponent's next possession. Block punt by Barhorst, recovered by Meyer, who romped in, and Fort Loramie had two touchdowns. And the Redskins 1 week ago were off and running in that easy win over Waynesfield Goshen by a score of 39-0. Kickoff here by Fort Loramie. Tackle made down at the 30. That's where Ridgemont starts. First down, 10 yards to go.
Do you have sizes for Ridgemont?
You know, I do not.
Well, okay, I was just wondering because that number 5 there is one little guy.
Yeah, he's like a human bowling ball. That's a Tyrese Patterson, who plays some offense, strong safety on defense.
That was a penalty they didn't call. They had 12 in the huddle.
Here is the quarterback, Mauser, under center. Fort Loramie showing blitz at the line of scrimmage, and they get to Mauser and knock it loose. It's free. It's on the ground. It's back inside the 20-yard line, and the Redskins are reaching for the football. Let's see who's got it. It goes to the black shirts, the home team. Fort Loramie recovery inside the 20. And Johnny on the spot was Mike Hoing, 5'10", 190, a junior, as he plopped on that football. Boy, Fort Loramie had an idea what was coming, Chuck, as during the count by the quarterback Mauser, the Redskins flooded the line of scrimmage with 7 or 8 defenders, and they got to Mauser pronto and stripped the football. 1st and 10 Redskins, line of scrimmage inside the 15 of Ridgemont. Or I should say inside the 20. Here's a sweep left end. Jake Ward getting the corner turn. He's out on the edge, down the sideline, 10-yard line, 5, at the pylon. Got it for the score. Jake Ward took it in. Ward with the first quarter touchdown a week ago and one here tonight. And the Redskins chalk up 6 more to lead it 13-0. Less than 4 minutes gone. Chuck, that's 2 TDs for Fort Loramie in fewer than 20 seconds in this game.
Yeah, that was a jet sweep, and nobody even put a finger on him yet. He could have, if they would have run that from the 20, he would have had an 80-yard run.
Extra point try here by Billing, who did blast the first one through. It was a liner. It was in the middle between the uprights, but not over the crossbar by much. Good snap from center. Ball placed down. The kick by Billing in the air. Kerplunk off the left post. It is no good. It hit the pole, bounded right back to him. Billing misses after drilling the first one home. 8:46 to go. First quarter, Fort Loramie 13, Ridgemont nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Merkins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights.
your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Kickoff by Fort Loramie after the Redskins' second touchdown. It bounds down inside the 25, returned by Ridgemont up near the 30, and that's where the Golden Gophers start, first down and 10 yards to go. Well, we remarked in the pregame, Chuck, that Fort Loramie was clearly a prohibitive favorite coming into this game tonight, and it has been proven out that way so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, the domination right now is on the line of scrimmage. They're both sides of the ball.
And the Redskins have excelled up front, tackle to tackle, through six games. As a very stiff wind starts to blow in from the northwest, this is the dry, cool front, Chuck, that's hitting us right now, the front edge of it. It'll drop our temperatures, high temperatures during the afternoon, what, close to 20 degrees.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 65, I think, tomorrow in Columbus.
Ridgemont running right through the middle. Xavier McHugh, who is one of the top two running backs for this Ridgemont team. McHugh fought hard for a yard on that play from the 27 out to the 28. And maybe the 27.5, give him a half yard. Second down and a little over 9 to go for Ridgemont. 8 minutes remaining in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie is already on the board twice, up by a count of 14-0. Here is Mauser at the helm, several yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he retreats to throw. Look out, Fort Loramie is in on him. Tackle for a loss. Back at the 23-24.
Ball was on the ground. Loramie just couldn't get to it.
Fort Loramie simply overpowering Ridgemont up front, Chuck, as you noted. Simply whipping him. Redskins getting their pads up underneath Ridgemont's shoulder pads so far and beating them off the block. So it's third down and 15 to go for Ridgemont. Line of scrimmage inside the 25-yard line.
Negative 23 total yards for Ridgemont here in the first quarter.
Receiver flanked wide left. This is Brandon Bennett. Near side of the field. Deep drop by Mauser. Look out. Looking. And he is submerged under a couple of black shirts at the 11. Another sack. Michael Hoyne came roaring through. Put the hit on Mauser, and Ridgemont's got to punt from its end zone, Chuck.
Wow, that was a jailbreak. Pick your choice. There was five guys back there.
Oh, and head coach Whit Park said in the pregame, his offensive and defensive lines have performed extremely well all year long. He was absolutely correct. We've seen evidence of that here tonight in short order. Punt formation, Cameron Smith at his goal line. Gets the snap, kick away, a low one, and Fort Loramie unable to field it at the 42. It takes a wicked hop over the 50, and the beneficiary of the bounces down the field is Ridgemont. Ball finally stops at the 40. That's where the Redskins have it, first down and 10 yards to go. 6:19 left, opening quarter, halfway through the first period. Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game, Chuck, but has rolled up a couple of scores in hasty fashion to bolt to a 13-0 advantage. Austin Siegel, a quarterback, fakes the inside handoff, wants to throw on first down, shoots it beyond the hash mark left side, caught on the dead run by the receiver at the 44 of Ridgemont to the 40, 35-30, Daniel Burning, who lined up, split 5 yards to the left, angle downfield. Nobody covered him whatsoever. He pulled it in on the dead run and scooted to the Ridgemont 32-yard line. Correction, inside the 30 to the 28. And that's where the Redskins have it. First down, 10 yards to go. Fort Loramie showing good semblance, Chuck, of an aerial attack so far in this game.
2 for 77 yards. That's pretty good.
Can't beat that at all. Here's a sweep. Jake Ward, right side. Looks like the play to the right that went for a touchdown. Jet sweep to the left. Last possession. And this time Ward gets the corner turn, skirts the end, sideline, 15, 10, and he's crashed out of bounds inside the 5 at about the 2. Jake Ward turning on the afterburners, and he is running freely tonight on the 2 jet sweeps, Chuck. Don't think anybody laid a finger on him until he was well downfield.
The only thing that stopped him that time was the sideline.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Siegel sends a man in motion. Oh, that ball went directly to Burning. Deep snap to him. And he drives hard right up the middle. Kicks those legs to the goal line. He's got the 6 points and the score. Daniel Burning wedges out yards for the touchdown. Set up on the jet sweep to the right by Ward. Burning with a drive, finishing TD. And the Redskins rack up another 6 points and have a 19-0 bulge billing on for the point after as the wind begins to really surge in from the northwest here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it's getting a little windy.
Extra point try here by Billing. Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game against the breeze, which has turned into a pretty potent wind now. PAT Billing, yes sir, he smacked that one right between the uprights in the center. Kick by Billing is through, and with under 6 to play here in the first quarter, 5:28 to be exact, Fort Loramie 20, Ridgemont nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Kickoff by Fort Loramie's Billing, line drive style. Snatched at the 18-yard line by Ridgemont. Raced back up to the 30 and over it. First down, Golden Gophers from that spot on the field with 5:21 to go here in the opening quarter of play. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, super deals, customer pricing and financing. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured on the web at tomjerrys.com. And we've got a pre-snap penalty on first and 10 for Ridgemont from the Golden Gophers 34-yard line. Still 5:21 to go in the first. Chuck, we were talking during the commercial break. Fort Loramie within 9 points, or I should say within 10 points right now, of a continuous clock, but it is not implemented till the third quarter of any high school football game in Ohio.
Exactly. That time, Loramie was a little anxious. I mean, they've been getting to the quarterback so easily that the three of them were offsides.
I may have suggested the penalty was against Ridgemont. It's against the Redskins. And here is a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield as Bowser gives it to Smith, and he's belted behind the line of scrimmage.
They've run eight plays, and they have two stopped it for no yardage, and one, two, three, four, and six loss, tackle for loss.
Wow. Yeah, that play was brought to a halt before it got started, as Cameron Smith was nailed solidly a yard or two behind the line. Richmond's got a second down and about six to go for a first down from the 36. Mauser with a deep drop. Oh, he's running for his life now. Under duress. Is he in the pocket or out? He runs this direction, delivers the ball in the flat. It might have been intended for a receiver, Garrett Pitts, who was coming back toward the line of scrimmage. No chance for him to retrieve it. The officials huddled. And finally, Chuck, after 1,001, 1,005, 1,010, intentional grounding is called, I think.
Yeah, he had to check with the official over here to see if there wasn't anybody within 25 yards of it.
Well, here is Ridgemont up to the line of scrimmage to snap the ball. And now they've got to retreat. Penalty's being stepped off. 4:16 to go in the first quarter, 20-0 in favor of Fort Loramie.
If I'm not mistaken, that's also a loss of down. Well, they didn't take the down. No, it is third down. Yes, it is a loss of down.
Yep. Third down and 15 yards to go for Ridgemont. Line of scrimmage just inside the 30-yard line. Mauser, 6 yards behind the line, doesn't get the snap before a delay of game flag is tossed in the air.
Either that or the three guys on the offensive line that move. Take your pick.
Well, this game has been marred by penalties. Ridgemont not off to an effective start. That's an understatement.
Well, and the problem for Ridgemont's going to be Loramie doesn't have enough subs to really call the horses off. I mean, they can change their play calling, but they're going to have to play some of these kids because they don't have enough people to put out there.
Exactly. Yeah, Fort Loramie's been thinned out because of injury. Boy, the offensive and defensive lines have performed extremely well. Here's a pass by Mauser, dumping it over the middle. It is picked off. Fort Loramie on the interception at the 37-yard line, but Daniel Burning, boy, he's the rock-solid linebacker, turned tailback. And in there on defense, he makes the intercept at the 36. It was on his fingertips. He brought it down to his chest, bear hugged it, and then stormed his way on a 25-yard return from the 36 down to the 11. Just outside the 10, first and 10 for Fort Loramie, already up 20-0 in this game.
You might be able to go down and get your interview during the second half with Coach Park.
Yeah, we need to interview Coach Parks tonight following the game. That'll be our pregame conversation next Friday before the Fort Loramie-Layman game. But you're right, this game looks like it is a done deal already. As Fort Loramie grinds it out from outside the 10-yard line, it's Daniel Burning. He intercepts the football, puts the offense in good shape outside the 10, takes the handoff in the very next play, and barges right up the gut into the end zone for another score. And Fort Loramie has rolled on out to a 26-0 lead. The Redskins are cooking here in the first quarter against Ridgemont. Extra point try now for Billing, who's 2 of 3 on the night so far. And finally, Chuck, that cool breeze that we're feeling here in the press box at Fort Loramie feels like fall is coming.
I think we're done with our July evening.
Here is the extra point try of Billing, and that's the best boot of the night for him. Well done. Boy, he hammered that one home right down Main Street with a good 20 yards to spare. It was high and long. Under four to play, first quarter, Fort Loramie blowing out Ridgemont 27-0 on scores.broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Another kickoff by Fort Loramie. Redskins kickoff special teams unit getting a workout so far tonight. First down, Ridgemont, line of scrimmage, the 35 of the Golden Gophers. Ethan Mauser, the quarterback. Here comes Fort Loramie, hard-charging defensive line. And immediately after the handoff is made, the tackle is also made. Two or three black shirts in there on the hit. Ball was carried by Xavier Magoo. Nice tackle by Egbert, Cole Egbert. 5'10", 170, a junior. Seeing more and more action as the season progresses. Egbert in there on the stop as he planted a blow on the shoulder of the ball carrier and saddled him with a 3-yard setback. Second down, 13. Here's the quarterback, Mauser, giving right tackle, nothing doing. Fort Loramie stuffs that one.
Tip leads Sydney 14-0 in the first quarter.
Yep, Nolan Holdhouse put a charge into that ball carrier with Fort Loramie's defensive line, Chuck, timely hitting. There's not one crease in the running game so far for Ridgemont.
They don't have a plus yardage play in the game.
That's about the way Anna started out last week against Marion Local. Although Ridgemont does have one first down so far via penalty. Here's a deep handoff draw play, and it's Cameron Smith delayed behind the line of scrimmage, nearly tackled back at the 23, shook off the black shirt, and scooted toward the sideline. Got back to the line of scrimmage, just over it, and Ridgemont's got to punt. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Nate Playman forced the ball carrier to the boundary on the far side at the Ridgemont bench. Deep punt formation is Smith. Cameron Smith, the running back. It's a low end-over-end kick, and it is far away from the return man for Fort Loramie. It's up the near side. It goes beyond the numbers to the sideline next to the Fort Loramie bench, out of bounds, down around the 30. That's a pretty good directional kick. It did not look like it was crafted very well, but it got the job done.
The ball never got more than about 10 feet off the ground, but it was effective.
Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 27, Ridgemont nothing. One receiver to the right for Siegel, slot right as well. Here's the snap back to Siegel, gives to Ward, man in motion, jet sweep to the right, tries to get the corner turn, he's flushed out of bounds at the 33. He picked up three, second down and seven for Fort Loramie. McHugh came up to shoulder him across the white line near side of the field. I like the way Fort Loramie has thrown the football sparingly, but in a timely manner, very effective going up top so far in this game.
2 for 2.
Tight end employed on the left side. Everybody in the backfield here for Siegel. It's Burning. Burning bolts through the line of scrimmage. Look at him go. Daniel Burning off to the races. Shook a tackler free at the 50. And he sheds another at the 40. He's got green grass in front. Daniel Burning will take it to the house. It's a touchdown. Daniel Burning goes 65 for the score. Touchdown Fort Loramie. 33 zip over Ridgemont.
It's a barn burner.
Wow. Head coach Whit Parks talked in the pregame about Daniel Burning, who's had an outstanding football career here at Fort Loramie. He's now doubling as linebacker and feature running back. And between the tackles, he's very explosive. Tough to bring down. Hard runner. Hits the hole quick. And then you got Jake Ward on the outside. That's a good 1-2 punch, Chuck.
It is a good 1-2 punch. And I'll tell you, the offensive line that time opened up a huge hole right up the center gap. And he, I think maybe one guy might have touched his jersey on the way by.
C.J. Billing on for the point after for Fort Loramie. He drives this one low, like the first extra point of the night. This one is above the crossbar about 3 feet, but it's good. It's in the middle, right between the posts, and it's 34-0 Fort Loramie, and we have played less than 11 minutes here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Another kickoff by Fort Loramie. And here's another short return by Ridgemont to the 24-yard line. Cameron Smith brought it back about 8 or 9 yards. And from inside the 25, Ridgemont starts first down and 10 yards to go.
Kicker's going to have to ice his knee at halftime. All the extra points in the kickoffs.
Yeah, you're right. C.J. Billing hopefully will not develop early arthritis. He's getting a workout, as you say, Chuck. Numerous kickoffs, and he's drilled home 4 of 5 PATs so far in this game. Minute 21 remaining in the first quarter. Fort Loramie, which buried Ridgemont 55-0 in Mount Victory a year ago, is on its way to a win that sizable tonight, perhaps even greater. And we've got Ridgemont to the line of scrimmage. And the offensive unit is perplexed. Maybe not the right group of people out there. Timeout called Ridgemont. Just over a minute to go. First quarter, Fort Loramie leading the Golden Gophers 34-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We return to action, first and 10, Ridgemont, beyond the Golden Gophers 20-yard line. Actually, nose of the football is all the way out at the 25. And on the first and 10 play, Mauser tried to hit Cameron Smith coming down the left sideline, threw it behind him, incomplete, second and 10 for Ridgemont. Chuck, we were talking during the break about Covington, Miami East. They played last night. Covington went to 7-0 and sits atop this region in D7. Covington thumped Miami East 28-17.
Wow. Yeah, I knew that was a Thursday night game on TV. I didn't get a chance to see any of it.
So Covington got a tighter stranglehold on that number one seeding in this region of D7.
Oh, they got some points by beating Miami East, that's for sure.
Yeah, East now 5-2 on the year. Covington 7-0. Troy Christian hanging around in the number two spot. Of course, Layman Catholic in the fourth position behind Ada, as we highlighted during the pregame. Fort Recovery fifth. Second down and 15 yards to go for Ridgemont after a five-yard penalty, pre-snap foul. And here's a quick slant, and it is thrown on the play by Mauser, and he tries to get it to a wideout who was shooting across the field, 8 yards down the field, and he missed him out in front a little bit too far. Brandon Bennett was covered fairly tightly in the secondary by Fort Loramie. Minute 13 to go. With each incompletion, clock stops. Chuck, we won't have this trouble in the second half. No doubt. No doubt a continuous clock.
Well, they're trying to throw some quick slant passes because they don't have time.
Nope.
They got too much pressure on them to run anything deep.
Yeah, Redskins are simply flooding the backfield with defensive linemen. And Mauser gets rid of this one in a jiffy. As here came the pressure again. Mauser delivers, no one home. Ball was thrown to the first down stake, far side of the field, incompletion. And with a minute 9 to go in the first quarter, Ridgemont punts, trailing 34-0. Well, the scoreboard says 4th and 15. Now Ridgemont sends its punter back, Smith, to the 8. Here's the kick with the wind, near side of the field, a good one. Lights at the 49, then bounces back toward the Ridgemont goal in the area of the 46 or 7. That's where the Redskins start, first down and 10 yards to go. Well, Chuck, the Redskins got off to a very difficult start in game one this year. Lost Carter Mesher, first running play from scrimmage for him, then still had a chance to win the game with a late PAT. 21-20, it missed. Minster won it in overtime. And the Redskins, like a year ago, faced with the same challenge. Lose four, then win six, if they can do it for the second year in succession.
Well, next week's going to be the big, big challenge, that's for sure.
By the way, Kyler Ludlow, Fort Loramie High School graduate in 2007, and a member of the athletics communication staff at the University of Dayton, will handle play-by-play next week. You will hear an interview with Kyler during our halftime intermission tonight. He was on that 2007 state championship baseball squad. Coached by Mr. Sirwald. Here's a running play, right tackle, Fort Loramie. Gain of a couple to about the 45 of Ridgemont. Second down, 8 or 9 coming up. Kyler and I were talking. He doesn't have a family yet. Kyler hopes to have a son who someday might play for Coach Sturwald. Kyler said, do you think he'll be around Coach Sturwald for another 20 years?
I don't see why not.
Oh, he is an outstanding guy to have heading your high school baseball program. And here is Fort Laramie running. It is Devin Worman crashing the line of scrimmage near hash mark, and he barrels across the 30-yard line. Formidable run by him all the way to the 25 of Ridgemont. And that may very well have been the final play of the first quarter, and it is. Redskins 34, Ridgemont nothing after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Laramie 34, Ridgemont nothing. As we are set to commence action here in quarter number two, Redskins have the football at the Ridgemont 25-yard line. Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Laramie has begun to substitute pretty freely already on the offensive side of the ball. Running play, Redskins. I think that's Devin Worman taking the long snap. Yep, that is Devin. He is a sophomore, 6 foot, 175 pounder, and he shoots through a hole, right tackle, and he glides down inside the 15 to the 14, and he got enough for a first down on that run from scrimmage to begin play here in the second period.
Well, at the end of the first quarter, Laramie had rushing and passing 243 yards. Ridgemont had negative 46.
Wow.
That's a 34-0 score.
Mm-hmm. What a disparity in the stats. Redskins run it, chewing up three or four more yards. Over right guard Devin Worman lugged it to the 10. And it will be second down for Fort Laramie, and about six to go for a first down. Again, with a lead of 30 points or more in the second half, a continuous clock is instituted. Of course, we're in the second quarter, so it's not going to happen, folks, until we get beyond the intermission break. Devin Worman doing the signal calling. Austin Siegel out. Here's a toss sweep to the left. Redskins cut it back. And stretching out the run is Worman to about the 5. Did Worman take the snap or did he receive the pitch?
He received the snap.
He did? He go, it went directly to him?
Yep. He was actually in motion when the ball snapped to him. It's pretty neat offense.
This Fort Laramie attack, I tell you what, unless you are virtually down on the field, Chuck, and even then you don't know who's got the ball.
Well, there's no way that Ridgemont or anybody else is simulating this in practice before you play them.
No. Redskins pounding left tackle down near the goal line, stretching it. Worman, did he get the ball through the plane? No, he's inches shy. Second and goal for Fort Laramie just outside the Ridgemont end zone with 10 minutes left in the second period.
It's a good night for the sponsors. They're getting a lot of calls tonight.
Sure are. Here's the snap back to Worman again. Worman's got a little bit of an avenue between right tackle and guard, and he squirts through the hole into the end zone. Touchdown, Worman. Devin Worman hammers over the goal line to give Fort Laramie a 40 to zip lead. Just over 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. And head coach Whit Parks of Fort Laramie has displayed outstanding sportsmanship so far in this game, Chuck. He's got Devin Worman, a sophomore signal caller, in there. You may have heard Coach Parks in the pregame. He talked about a couple youthful quarterbacks in the program who are coming along who have been injured and aren't available. So he has dipped deeper into that quarterback grouping and is using Devin Worman tonight as Billing place kicks the extra point try up and through.
Well, you know you got a lot of injuries when you see as many kids out there in jeans as in their football pants.
You're so right. I didn't notice that until you bring it up. There's Carter Mesher, of course, after the labrum surgery. He's got the arm in the sling. There's what, 7'8" in shorts and jeans on the sideline?
Yep.
Those are young
that
men.
That tells you something.
Yeah. Players out for a few games or the rest of the season, including Cody Gasson and Carter Mesher. Extra point try by Billing was perfect, as I noted. And it's 41-0 in favor of Fort Laramie. Redskins throwing a shutout just like the Cleveland Indians are tonight. 6-0 over Boston.
Well, I'm more interested. The Dodgers are up 4-3 in Washington, I think, in the fifth inning.
How about that Dusty Baker? It seems like whenever he makes a move, he winds up on a team that eventually gets to the postseason.
Well, you know, I never thought he was a great manager, but he must do something right.
Yeah, he must. Yep. Yeah, he picks the right club to go to.
Well, he was such one of my favorite players for the Dodgers, but then when he went to the Giants to manage, I started hating him.
Hey, you're a big Dodgers fan, aren't you?
I have been since the mid-60s. I loved Koufax and Drysdale, and that's when I started becoming a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing the things you remember when you are young. And I recall in the L.A. Coliseum with the short left field foul line and the very high screen, I can remember when Wally Moon, batting left-handed, sliced about 12 or 13 by the middle of May over that left field screen. I think he wound up hitting 25. He tailed off big time. But I can recall as a kid in disbelief that Wally Moon was able to bat left-handed and drop 12 or 13 homers in the first 40 games of the season over that left field screen.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
In the L.A. Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing the things you do remember. Kickoff by Fort Laramie is returned by Ridgemont to the 19.5, and that's where the Golden Gophers start. First down, 10 yards to go. I'd forgotten that Ridgemont was called the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, we did. I mean, now that when they mentioned it, I remember doing a game of theirs a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think a couple years ago we were here for this game. And
you think their fight song would be the Minnesota Rebel Rouser, but it's not.
Yeah,
and you think they might have different colored uniforms.
I don't see any maroon or gold either one.
There's no gold now, the Green Gophers.
And despite being called the Golden Gophers, Fort Laramie was the big-time favorite tonight.
They might be the favorite against the real Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Second and 10 for Ridgemont, 9.5 to go in the second period. Mauser at quarterback. Mauser, toss sweep, left end. Cameron Smith looking for running room. His progress is slowed. He fights off a would-be tackler, scrambles to the 22 or 23. He got a couple.
Yeah, that was just effort on his part to get the 2 yards. He was stopped in the backfield.
Third and 8 coming up. Cole Egbert made the tackle. We've mentioned his name a few times already tonight. He is a fast-coming underclassman, a junior for the Redskins, who is starting to perform better and better all the time. C.J. Billing, a defensive starter, is out on this play. Redskins now substituting quite freely on the defensive side of the ball, too. 8:48 to go second quarter, 41-0 Fort Laramie. Third and 8, Ridgemont Golden Gophers 22. Fake inside and off screen in the right flat. It is caught back at the 18. And the reception is made, run after the catch to the 25 or 26. It was McGue on the catch. Good tackle on the play by Barhorst of Fort Loramie. If he misses that tackle, the receiver who'd run for several yards might have been able to have slipped ahead for a first down. Fourth and five now for Ridgemont, which will punt from inside its 15. Smith takes the long snap. Kick is away. And the strategy all night long has been low directional kicking from punt formation for Ridgemont. And the Gophers have done that pretty well. Ball hops across the 50. Redskins have it first and 10 beyond their own 45-yard line. Grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Always big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. 295-3971. First and 10 Redskins at their own 47. We have three players in the offensive backfield along with the quarterback. And I think Mark Sager carried the freshman 5'11", 150-pounder, toted it forward for a couple yard advance. I think it was a direct snap to him, Chuck.
It was.
Several different players on offense for Fort Loramie have received that direct snap in this game.
That's what I was saying. There's no way that you're going to simulate that in practice.
You can never direct snap it to the center, can you?
I think they used to do that, the old fumble rooski, and then that was a Earl Bruce play. And they did away with that. They took that out.
I remember it worked once, then it backfired big time.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Timeout call by Ridgemont. Over 7 minutes to go. Second quarter. Redskins up big. 41-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage at the Redskins 48 on 2nd and 9. We'll try to pick up the new players who've been added to the offensive look. Devin Worman carries it here, and he jaunts over right guard up to the 50-yard line, over it to the Ridgemont 48 in advance of 4 or 5 for Worman. It sets up a 3rd and 5 for the Redskins. 6:50 left to go in the second quarter. 41-0 Fort Loramie in the lead over Ridgemont. Again next week, Fort Loramie, Lehman Catholic at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Kickoff at 7. Pregame start here online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 6:35. Kyler Ludlow, a 2007 Fort Loramie graduate, will call all the action for you with Chuck McBee alongside. In sweep, Fort Loramie, it is Sager hurdling a tackler. And then he is piled up at about the 43 of Ridgemont. That's enough for a first down. Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie, Chuck, is able tonight to get a lot of action and playing time for his sophomores and freshmen as well.
This is fun for these kids. I mean, it's Friday night. They're out there on the field. They're enjoying themselves.
Here is Worman in there in the offensive backfield, and look out. He's got a big hole right up the middle. There's a gap. He soars through it. He's beyond the linebackers into the secondary. Devin Worman, 25-20. Nobody's going to catch him. He is long gone for the touchdown. Devin Worman takes it to the house. A 42-yard blitz, and the Redskins pile up the points.
Wow. The poor girl running with the Laramie flag's got to be getting worn out after touchdowns.
Oh, you're so right. We've got a Fort Laramie young lady down below who runs that flag along the track from 120 to the other 20 whenever Fort Laramie scores a TD, and she's probably run a mile or two tonight. 47-0, and we still have half the second quarter to go. Billing on for the point after. It is snapped back and kicked, end over end. It might have faded to the right, and it did. It's outside the right upright. No, he missed it as Billing shaved that one outside the right pole. So Billing in the extra point department tonight is 7 for 9. My math is wrong.
5 for 7.
5 for 7?
Right. Isn't that right? Because 7 touchdowns would be 49. So if he missed 2, he'd be 5 for 7.
Exactly. You're way better off.
I had my foot going. I knew it.
Yeah, I was fiddling for my calculator. 5:56 to go. Quarter number 2. Redskins lead at 47-0 over Richmond on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And so many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Cleveland Indians shut out the Boston Red Sox tonight, 6-0, to go up 2-0 in that best-of-5 series.
All right, Indians.
Richmond, after a 15-yard kickoff return from the 20 to the 35, begins first down and 10 yards to go, 35-yard line of Richmond. Ethan Mauser is the quarterback. Cameron Smith has run the football for nearly 800 yards so far this year in 6 weeks of action. It is Mauser. Quarterback keep on this first play of the series, and he dances around right end, and he twists and turns up to about the 39-yard line. That, Chuck, is about the most productive run from scrimmage for tonight.
Oh, by far.
For Ridgemont, 4-yard scamper by the quarterback, Mauser.
They got 10 yards here in the second quarter.
Well, we have seen some games this year, one just a week ago, Marion Local Anna, when Anna simply got off to a bad start, couldn't get off the snide, and was thumped by Marion Local, was down early, 3 touchdowns to none, and didn't get a first down until late third quarter, early fourth quarter. And here's the quarterback, Mauser, behind the line of scrimmage, in trouble, eludes a tackler, then gets a pass away, and it's caught. And it's going to be a big run after the reception. Flag flies at the 35. Splendid catch by Garrett Betts, who caught it down around his shins. He went to one knee to gather it in at the 38 or 37 of Fort Laramie. Mauser escaped a sack and dished it up the field just before returning to the line of scrimmage. And it went for a score, but it's going to come all the way back.
Yeah, there was a block in the back about 20 yards behind the play. And the official, I know he didn't want to have to throw it, but that one you didn't have any choice.
No, it was so obvious, out in wide open space. Everybody had a view of it. But you're right, Chuck, it had no bearing on the completion for the touchdown. the run after catch had no impact on it at all. But when it's right smack dab in the eyes of the official and about 100 fans on the Fort Loramie side stand up and point, you just about have to signify holding. Here is a running play from scrimmage, 35-yard line at Fort Loramie, the foul against Ridgemont from the point of the violation, brought the football back out to the 35, and then a 3-yard line plunge sets up 2nd and 7 for Ridgemont. 32-yard line of the Redskins with just over 4 to play in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie in the lead 47-0. You heard me right, 47-0. Two receivers right for the quarterback, Mauser. Inside handoff, McGue pops it wide to the left. He's got running room. He travels down inside the 25, close to the 20. McGue lunges. He's got the first down at the 21-yard line. Good gallop by Xavier McGue. He and Smith run the football. Smith, by far, though, the workhorse in this offensive unit. That was a good dash from scrimmage by McGue. 1st and 10 for Ridgemont, just outside the Redskins' 20-yard line. Here is Mauser, the quarterback. Deals on the play to Cameron Smith. And Smith trudges through a hole between left guard and tackle, stays on his feet, and drives hard down to the 12 or 13-yard line. He garnered 7 or 8. 2nd down, a couple to go for Ridgemont. Just over 3 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Ridgemont trying to dent the scoreboard. Fort Loramie has substituted heavily on both sides of the football. Ridgemont to the line of scrimmage. 2nd down and short. 3 yards needed for a 1st down. Mauser in the spread wants to throw. Oh, here comes pressure. A couple black shirts bearing down. Mauser sprints out of trouble down the left sideline. Look at him go. He's got an alley near the boundary. Stays in the field of play. He's got the 1st down and is finally tripped up at the 3 or 2. Wow.
Unfortunately for him, but the ground tackled him.
Mauser displaying very quick feet. I thought he was trapped, Chuck, 7 or 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
That's the second or third time he's done the Houdini and gotten out of trouble.
Don't know how he extricated himself out of that jam, but he did. Chuck, I was down on the field before the game, and I could see how maybe in open field you could catch yourself on this turf. It is plush. Of course, Fort Loramie's only had 2 home games in 6 weeks, but this playing surface is ideal. It's immaculate. It's like a golf course.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
I was down there at 5:30, and I was looking for my 9-iron. Here's a touchdown run by Ridgemont on 2nd and goal from inside the 2. It was Cameron Smith as he got the corner on the end sweep and plowed into the end zone. And it's 47-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Extra point try upcoming here for Cameron Smith, who got the TD run. He punts, he place kicks, and his try is in the air, no good. The side winding kick tails to the right. 2:08 to go, 2nd quarter. Fort Loramie 47, Ridgemont 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Thanks so much to Todd Brown, Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney. Excellent service, fine workmanship, priced very fairly, quick turnaround on your car's repair at Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney. Location between the drive-in theater and Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sydney Car Care, phone 492-9495. 492-9495, Sydney Car Care, formerly McLean's Service Center. Sydney Car Care, the best car repair in the area. Redskins first and 10 after the short kickoff by Ridgemont. Line of scrimmage, the 43 of Fort Loramie, 2:06 to go in quarter number two. And Chuck, it was always difficult to pick up the numerals on the Fort Loramie starters who played four quarters, and now when they have substituted so freely, we're really in the dark. It is Sager who carries a yard advance. Mark Sager, a freshman, getting direct snaps in the offensive backfield here tonight. And this will pay dividends over the long haul for Whit Parks in the Fort Loramie program in the next year or two. Redskins' strength this year, tackle to tackle, and boy, the offensive and defensive lines have performed extremely well all season. No exception here tonight, blowing out Ridgemont. Far more leverage, getting up underneath the Gophers' pads and blowing Ridgemont off the line of scrimmage this evening. Here is a running play. Blake Holdhouse, another freshman in the offensive backfield. A 6'2", 185-pound ninth grader. Got the call on the last running play. Very short pickup. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Third and seven coming up here for Fort Loramie. I think Justin Meyer entered, a junior, 5'7" running back or wide receiver. He's on the field now. Let's see who gets the direct snap on third and seven, just across the Fort Loramie 45. It goes on the play to Blake Holdhouse again. A pair of runs in a row for Holdhouse, and he barges up near midfield, setting up fourth down for the Redskins, and that will be the last play of the second quarter. As the official spots the ball, and the play clock is at 21. Oh, my goodness, Ridgemont did. Timeout, Ridgemont.
That would bother me as a coach.
Well, it causes a punting situation to develop. It was fourth down for Fort Loramie. Redskins were willing to stroll to the near side of the field after the referee marked the ball for play and allow the clock to tick on down to zero. Ridgemont used the last of its three timeouts, and the Golden Gophers will get a chance at a punt return in the last 9.5 seconds.
Well, if they did that to me, they might see my starters again in the second half. But that's just me. I'm kind of vindictive as a coach.
We got the zingers flowing tonight, don't we?
With nothing else to do.
This is quite a walloping being put on Ridgemont by Fort Loramie here this evening.
This is such a good place to come to a game, though. I mean, the people are great. You love everybody in the press box. We've got fabulous Loramie sponsors. So whatever the score is, it's still a great place to be on a Friday night.
And it seems like the weather in Fort Loramie is always better than elsewhere in Shelby County. Oh, it is tonight. It is delightful. Punt by Fort Loramie, hauled in, 25-yard line by Ridgemont, run to the 30, and that is it. First half finally closes, 47-6, Redskins over Ridgemont. Interview with Kyler Ludlow coming up here at the half. Kyler, a 2007 Fort Loramie grad, now a member of the athletics communication staff at UD. We'll talk to him after our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Intermission here at Fort Loramie on homecoming night. Redskins are pasting Ridgemont 47-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The scene, Fort Loramie High School here tonight, and the Redskins are trying to make it three straight here in the Northwest Central Conference, drubbing Ridgemont 47-6 at halftime. We'll have a continuous clock in order when we start the third quarter of this game. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And gratitude as well to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, located on Route 47, just west of I-75 in Sydney. High-quality furniture, always priced just right to suit your budget. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. More savings on the website. Check out the coupon sales. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Homecoming here at Fort Loramie tonight, crowned Queen Caitlin Lupke, crowned King Alec Holdhouse. Caitlin Lupke, Alec Holdhouse, Queen and King here at Fort Loramie tonight as the Ridgemont Golden Gophers marching band entertains the home crowd here on the east side of the Fort Loramie High School football field. Time now for our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. And the stats, Chuck, reflect the score on the scoreboard, maybe even greater disparity among those statistical numbers you have in front of you.
Well, they were negative 46 rush yards in the first quarter, so they have got it back all the way to negative 2. So they did have a better second quarter, I'll bet, against the Loramie second group.
Yep.
But Yeah, Lormy ran the ball 21 times for 251 yards. They were 2 of 2 passing the ball for 77, 328 total yards, 8 first downs, did not turn the ball over. On the other side, Ridgemont ran the ball 18 times for negative 2 yards. They were 1 of 7 for 3 yards, out totaled 328 to 1 in yards in the first half. 3 first downs, 2 by penalty, and 2 turnovers in the first half.
You know, it's been an unusual year for Fort Laramie High School football. It's been feast or famine. In games, you lose some of your best players. You fall a point or a touchdown short, and you get beat. And then you've got lopsided nights where you're able to win with your second and third line performers. But that's got a silver lining to it. That's a good thing in games in years to come. It'll prove out all right.
Well, I agree. It's not because sometimes you're getting some kids out there that aren't real good, and you can throw them out there. Lormy's playing kids that are going to be the future,
yep.
And they're getting time on the field. And even in a 41-point lead, this gives you great coaching points in the next couple of weeks with these young kids.
Hey, what do you think of the Daniel Burning transition from defense to offense? He's going both ways now. Hey, he's a stout runner, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quick. We like him. I mean, we know he's an athlete.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised. But, yeah, he's probably done for the evening, but he's had a couple of real nice runs in the first half. Well, he had a 66-yard touchdown run is the one I remember the most.
Now, let me qualify that. You said he's probably done for the evening. He didn't get hurt.
No. He's probably done because
it's a blowout.
It's a blowout.
Yeah, so many times this year when somebody for Fort Laramie has been done for the evening, they've been nicked up and they're out of the game and maybe out for several games. In the case of Carter Mesher, gone for the year. Cody Gasson more than likely done the rest of the season. But no doubt Burning and a number other first-line performers, offense and defense, will get breathers in the second half. But, boy, what a 1-2 punch. Burning and Jake Ward toting the football for Fort Laramie.
Yeah. I mean, this is a well-coached football team. They're undermanned because of injuries, but they just come out here and do wonderful things. I mean, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, and the sign of an excellent high school football coach, Chuck, especially here at the D7 level, is how you overcome adversity, how you deal with it and rebound. Fort Laramie, remarkable a year ago. I know Whit Parks was your Upper Miami Valley Coach of the Year in all seven divisions one season ago.
He was. I mean, what they did and the way he transitioned the offense, he went from a kind of a more traditional single wing to this who knows who's getting the snap, and it is hard to defend.
And if he somehow would run the table, go 6-4 this year, he'd get your vote again, wouldn't he?
I think at this point, with all the injuries, yes, he would.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. Halftime on homecoming night. Redskins have overpowered Ridgemont so far by a score of 47-6. Homecoming evening at Fort Laramie, the Queen, Caitlin Lupke, and the King, Alec Holdhouse. As we noted a few times earlier tonight, Kyler Ludlow, a 2007 Fort Loramie graduate, will deliver the play-by-play next week of the Lehman Catholic Fort Loramie High School football game. Kyler is now back in the region as a member of the athletics communication staff at the University of Dayton. And as I noted, he was an 07 graduate of Fort Loramie and a member of the state championship baseball team in his senior year.
We had a great group of guys in our class that it was just so much fun. And, you know, Jared Hoying is a guy everyone knows, playing for the Rangers. And Jordan Goldschmidt played Division One. I played Division Two. We had Ryan Schemmel and Ryan Berger that all just played and just loved playing. And so it was a fun group that we, during basketball season, after practice, we'd throw in the gym and we'd go over and hit on our own. And Jared and I played fall ball all over the state. And it was just a really fun time to play with your buddies, and you know, it's kind of the last time you really have that fun together with the guys you've been playing with since you're in second, third, fourth grade. So it was a blast, and you know, some of our other sports ventures didn't go as hot because we were so focused on baseball. And I was going to fall ball after golf matches, and my coach wasn't too happy with my golf swing because it was always more of a baseball swing, and basketball was. You know, we were very fortunate. Eric Gabriel came in, and he knew we weren't going to be college basketball players. He knew we were college baseball guys, and he embraced us, you know, really pursuing that, and was a great help for us. And then and playing for Coach Sturwald is an amazing experience that I hope my son gets the chance to one day. I don't know if Bill can hang around for another 20 years, but I love playing for him, and so it was great to see that culmination at the end of four hard years of work to come in Columbus.
As committed as Bill Sturwald is, he might be around another 20 years to coach your son. Who knows?
I love it.
Yeah. I remember doing play-by-play of your state championship baseball game at Clipper Stadium. And you started a big double play, I think, in one of the late innings to thwart a rally by the opponent.
Yeah, it actually ended the game. We knew that they had come back on Bethel last year, or in 06 state championship Newark Catholic had, and we knew that they had this knack of coming back alive late, and we had gotten the first out of the inning. They had gotten an infield hit. The runner on first base was talking some trash with our first baseman, Andy Long, and just said, you know, hey, this is the start. Hope you enjoyed your lead while you had it. And on the first pitch to the next guy, it was a slow line drive to me that I snared and threw across the diamond to double the kid off, and you know, gloves went flying, and we were jumping for joy, dog pile on the field. It was pretty awesome. It was one of those things that Bill had always said when we were taking infield, outfield before games and during practice. You know, Kyler, this ground ball is going to be to you. This is going to be to win the regional or win the state. You know, we've got to turn this double play. It was never on the ground double play, but then the time that it actually happens in that situation, it was like, oh, I've done this 1,000 times. It wasn't even a reaction, and threw across the diamond, got the double play.
High school sports. So much fun. Great memories.
Yep.
And you'll recall those for the rest of your life. Then after Fort Loramie, off to Cedarville University, where you were an electronic media major.
Yeah, I always wanted to broadcast baseball. That's what I had wanted to do since I was a little kid. Wanted to be behind the mic. My dad always said I had the face for radio, so I was real focused on that even as a kid. I would broadcast my video games in the basement. My parents always thought I had friends over because I was just talking to myself broadcasting games, and so that's what I wanted to focus on, and was lucky enough to play D2 college baseball and got to travel to Florida. I got to see all sorts of great stuff. Went to the Dominican Republic and played some academy teams, guys who are currently in the big leagues we are seeing when they're 15, 16 year old, you know, in these Dominican academies. It was really incredible, but you know, the Lord has a way of working things out. I injured my arm my junior year and kind of ended my career, and because of that, I got behind the mic at Cedarville and was broadcasting their games. I would practice all week with them and then go into the broadcast booth and do a conference, you know, conference weekend and big three games, and you know, I'm able to broadcast with insight because I'm literally part of the team, but it kind of got me behind the mic really for the first time with a big audience. I'd done some summer ball stuff before that, but it was mostly parents. This was actually a chance to read a sponsorship and get a a little bit more of a professional experience for it. And so it was awesome. I wish my baseball career could have been a little bit more than what it was. I ended up as a 400 hitter, which is great, but it was 2 for 5, so that's not necessarily good. But usually keep that out of it. But no, so it led to bigger things for sure.
Kyler Ludlow, our guest here at the half of high school football. Kyler, a 2007 graduate of Fort Loramie, who then went on to Cedarville University. Following your education at Cedarville, hey, you got a taste of work in the minor league baseball atmosphere.
Yeah, it was crazy. I went to work with the Lansing Lugnuts, which is a single A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, and they play the Dayton Dragons and Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and teams all along. And it was a great league for traveling, and I got to go everywhere. My broadcast partner there, a guy named Jesse Goldberg Strassler, I owe a lot to. And he was great. He shared a seat with me on the bus. He didn't have to. He shared his hotel room with me everywhere we went. We are buddies still to this day. He's still broadcasting up there. But it kind of took away my actual fandom of the Cleveland Indians for a while there, because you're seeing guys in the pros now scattered about because Toronto went on trading sprees to build their current team. But
right.
Aaron Sanchez is the best pitcher for the Blue Jays. He was a Lansing Lugnut when I was there.
There you go.
Noah Syndergaard for the New York Mets, one of the best pitchers in baseball, Lansing Lugnut, when I was there. And so there's guys, names pop up on a SportsCenter highlight or whatever it might be, watching a game itself, and you hear Carlos Perez hit a home run, and 99% of the country is like, I don't know who Carlos Perez is, but I did interviews with Carlos Perez. I know him from when he was a 19-year-old Venezuelan, barely spoke English, playing in Lansing, Michigan. So it was cool, and a really fun part of now watching the big leagues is seeing guys that you knew when they were 19, 20 years old and getting the chance to live out their dreams. So it was an amazing, amazing experience. And I mean, the bus travel wasn't the best, but I'd trade it in a heartbeat to do it again.
And then from the Lugnuts in Michigan to South Florida, where you attained sports media relations work at a university.
Yeah, I was a sports information director at Palm Beach Atlantic University, another Division II school down there in West Palm Beach, which was another cool opportunity because it let me stay behind the mic because I had to. I was the broadcaster for volleyball, men's and women's soccer, which I had watched like one match in my entire life up to that point, basketball and baseball, softball again. And so it was a really, really fun experience, and lifetime friends that I made during my 3 years there. It was literally like working in the office of the NBC TV show, because we would be having lunch and somebody would say, yeah, I used to be able to kick a 35-yard field goal. And after lunch, we'd spend an hour and a half trying to kick 35-yard field goals out in the intramural field. So it was amazing. It was a good learning experience fresh out of college. It was a little bit tough to move 17 hours by car from home when you're as close as you are. But that's what I was lucky to have Scores Broadcast to listen to some of the friends and younger brothers, and now people that I remember as my neighbors as little kids growing up. But we had that connection back that it always wanted to come back, and fortunately it was provided 3 years afterwards.
Today you're back in the area. You live in Clark County in the community of Enon, and you work for the University of Dayton athletics communication staff.
Yeah, it's a dream come true, really. I grew up rooting for the Dayton Flyers men's basketball team, and there's some people from the area that had played women's basketball. Mandy Winter played there. She was my babysitter growing up, so that kind of like got me involved. Faye Barhorst played volleyball there, so that was kind of like my introduction. And going down to watch those games, it's like, wow, this would be cool to be a part of. And as I got professionally into the business, it's kind of like, well, I'm here in South Florida, love it, love the job I'm in, but if anything opened up at the University of Dayton, I would have to consider it pretty seriously. And it just happened that the position did open up, and got the chance to get to know the people in charge at UD a little bit and love them. They're amazing to work for, and now getting to be a part of that, which I grew up rooting for, is something special. And working with the baseball team now, you know, Craig Stamen from Versailles and Jared Blevins from Arcadia, there's you know, these guys that have these connections to the area that I'm from, so it's really fun to get to know them and get to meet guys who are big league baseball players, aside from Jared, who I grew up with. But it's really cool and fun to just walk in every day to the Ferrick Center and get to smile a little bit, because you know it's a pinch me moment almost every day you walk in there. Maybe not necessarily after that turnaround on a, you know, you get back at 2 a.m. from a baseball trip to Rhode Island and you have to be in the office the next day for a meeting at 10. Those days you're not pinching yourself, except for maybe to wake yourself up. But
a pinch me moment, I like that. Yeah. Kyler Ludlow, our guest, a 2007 Fort Loramie grad. Your wife is a native of Springfield, also a Cedarville University graduate like yourself.
Yeah, she graduated from Northwestern High School in 07, graduated from Cedarville in 12. She had a super senior year she had to finish with being a basketball player there for 4 years. She's way more athletic, way better decorated career than I'll ever even pretend to have, was All-American and all-time rebounder, record holder, and was not even close. She set the single season record by over 100 rebounds, and she was incredible to watch. And coming from Fort Loramie, where girls basketball is a huge deal, Cedarville basketball is a big deal, it was fun to watch her play, but she had that other year that she had to finish up. So she played volleyball just because, and to go over from D2 basketball, having not played volleyball for 4 years, to just hop on and be a starter on the D2 volleyball team, it's pretty impressive. And she was a teacher for the 3 years we were down in Florida, and has come back and is at Kenton Ridge High School now, which has been kind of fun, just knowing they were at this 07 state baseball championship when we were there. They lost on what ended up, they had the bases loaded and a guy ducked out of the way of a curveball, and they end up not scoring the run with the bases loaded. And the next day in the state championship, bases are loaded and Jared Hoing's up, and same exact situation, but he did not duck out of the way of the curveball. If you remember, he actually got called back to hit because he leaned into the curveball, but then he got hit square in the back, and that's how we scored that first round against Newark Catholic. So it was kind of a fun full circle that Adam Eaton, now the White Sox, was on that 07 team, and he's come back a couple times, so I've got to talk to him, and he still talks about, of all the baseball memories he has, that 07 state championship stuff. And so it's pretty fun to, you know, be back in the area of the Miami Valley and the greater Fort Loramie area, as I like to call it.
Kyler Ludlow, best of luck to you, your wife, and your future family. And I know you'll continue to enjoy your media relations work at the University of Dayton.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jack.
Words of Kyler Ludlow, a 2007 Fort Loramie grad, who played on the state championship Fort Loramie baseball team with Jared Hoing, who today, Chuck, in a losing effort, scored a run for the Texas Rangers, beaten today by Toronto 5-3. But Jared Hoing has made his mark on Major League Baseball, hasn't he?
That's cool to watch. I mean, to see a young man from this area and a Division IV school to go up and be a Major League Baseball player.
Yep.
That's the kind of talent that you like.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all set here on ScorersBroadcast.com to bring you the second half of this game between Fort Loramie and Richmond. And interestingly, Chuck, Fort Loramie kicks off to start the third quarter after having kicked off to start the game. And, boy, that is one heck of a sign of sportsmanship right there.
Well, they had the choice, but I absolutely, in all the years I've done this, I've never seen anybody do that.
So, I would agree with you. I can't recall seeing it either. But I think it's a gentleman's effort.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Nicely done by head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie, who kicked off to start the game and elected to go ahead and not receive the ball but kick off to start the second half too. And the kickoff down inside the 10-yard line of Richmond is returned back outside the 10. And then Mauser, the quarterback, hands off to Cameron Smith, who tries to skirt the left end. No, it's Xavier McGue, the other running back.
And knifing in is Egbert for Fort Laramie to spill the ball carrier at the five.
Well, he's got some starters out, and quite honestly, I would have my starters start the second half just like he has, but we won't see much of them.
Second down and nine for Ridgemont. Continuous clock here in the second half. In fact, at 30 points or greater, you have the continuous clock starting in the third quarter. And right now the differential in this game is 41. So Ridgemont would, in fact, have to score a couple touchdowns. Here's a look-in pass over the middle by Mauser. And guess what? Daniel Burning, I think, has got his second pick. He reached up and speared it with one hand at the 8-yard line and brought it back down inside the 5 to the 3. What a play by Burning. He looked like a basketball player, Chuck, going up for a rebound.
Yeah, I mean, the ball was thrown right to him. I'm not sure what the quarterback thought he saw that time, but they're not wearing black.
Is Daniel Burning your Clancy's Star of the Game recipient?
Yes. We can go ahead and play the spot right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I tell you, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but last week with Anna, I had trouble picking somebody. Burning is absolutely my Star of the Game tonight.
And Daniel Burning owns that award tonight. Two interceptions. He's run the ball like a bull. And Fort Laramie, which elected to kick off rather than receive to start the third quarter, gets an interception from Daniel Burning and then a run for a touchdown by Burning from about the 2.5-yard line, making a 3-yard romp into the end zone. And the Redskins lead it 53-6, graciously choosing to kick off to start the third quarter. But Burning is in the right spot, right time, makes the interception, and the Redskins we can't say accidentally, but it's
maybe they did that because they figured they could get the ball a lot farther down if they didn't take the kickoff.
It certainly was not an intentional effort by Fort Laramie to drive the football across the goal line this quickly in the third quarter after having elected to kick off to start the second half. But Burning makes the intercept, and now Billing is on for the PAT. Billing followed up on the interception with a short run into the end zone for the score. Billing awaiting the snap and the hold. The kick by CJ on the way toward the left upright. It is inside the post, and it's good. And Fort Laramie leads 54-6, 8:20 left to go here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Redskins kicking off again. Fort Laramie kicked off to start the game. Fort Laramie kicked off to begin the second half. And Fort Laramie has kicked off after 8 touchdowns. That's 10 kickoffs, Chuck, by the home team in less than 2.5 quarters.
Yep, I told you. The poor kid's going to have to be iced down.
Kickoff is traveling down to about the 15-yard line. Returned by Ridgemont. Up over the 25 to near the 30, and guess what? Daniel Burning, your Clancy Star of the Game man, makes the tackle on the kickoff return. He's everywhere.
He's a heck of an athlete.
Here comes Ridgemont to the line of scrimmage. Ball resting right on the 30. Ethan Mauser, the quarterback. Running backs Cameron Smith and Xavier McHugh. Receiver flank 10 yards left. McGue drops to pass. Boy, he's under duress after two steps in reverse in the pocket, and he pitches it sooner than he wanted in the right flat, incomplete at the 33-yard line. Jake Ward on the coverage. It appears as if Fort Loramie is in the huddle on the play call, but it's simply a case of Fort Loramie's defensive line just overpowering Ridgemont all night long.
Yeah, they're in the backfield on the snap.
Continuous clock, 6:45 to go, third quarter. Mauser in the shotgun, 5 yards behind the line. Looks downfield, sideline, in front of the bench of Ridgemont. And here's a leaping attempt at a catch. It might have been picked off. It is over at the 46 or 47 of Fort Loramie. And Jake Ward gets into the act with a pick. So the offensive back, Jake Ward, has one interception. Offensive back Daniel Birding for Fort Loramie's got two picks on the night. That ball thrown by Mauser was a little too far. He had a receiver streaking down the right sideline. That was Brandon Bennett. Jake Ward simply outran the receiver. And the throw by Mauser led Ward perfectly. And he made the interception at the 47-yard line. First and 10 Redskins halfway through the third quarter. Here is a running play by Devin Worman right up the middle. He's through the guts of the defense of Ridgemont, stays on his feet, stretches out yards to the 40, lurching to the 38 of Ridgemont. A defiant run by Devin Worman, who, Chuck, had he gotten on the field maybe a little bit sooner, might have been vying for a piece of that Clancy's star of the game. Worman's had a good game running the football.
He absolutely has, and I'll tell you, that time it took one guy to hang on to him, or that was going to be another six.
And once more, a terrific hole was opened up in the middle by that offensive line at Fort Loramie. A huge cavity developed, and give credit where it's due. Connor Myring, Frank Meyer, Nolan Holdhouse, Sam Putoff, and Tate Schultes, that offensive group, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage. They've been splendid all night. Running play here for the Redskins, short advance. Actually, the play results in a loss of one from the 39 back to the 40. Second down, 11 for the Redskins. Under five to go in the third. Next week here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Fort Loramie versus Lehman Catholic at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Chuck McBee on the color. Kyler Ludlow will have the play-by-play for you. We're online at 6:35 next Friday night. Kickoff at 7. Lehman Catholic, the home team. Snap back to Worman. Meets resistance at the point of attack. Stays on his feet. Digs hard to the 38 or 9. Got a couple. That's it. Third down. And close to 10 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie with 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, and the Redskins leading 54-6. Score last year at Ridgemont was 55-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins will close out the year with games here at home against Upper Soda Valley and Lima Perry. Fort Loramie opened with 4 of its first 5 on the road. Snap back to Worman, delayed handoff offensive backfield, short running play, cut back to about the 48, or I should say the 38, no more than that. And Chuck, that may have been a number of a player who I don't have on my roster sheet in front of me.
Number 40, wasn't it?
Oh, I do have Noah Giozzi. That's who it was, yeah. In fact, the public address said Noah Giozzi on the last run from scrimmage, a 5'7 freshman. Picked up a yard and a half, fourth and nearly 10 for Fort Loramie. 38-yard line of Ridgemont. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Worman sweeping, He took the direct snap, tried to motor around right end. He slowed down. That play developed sluggishly, and he's tackled near sideline in front of the Redskins bench at about the 36 or 37. Good tackle by McGue, who forces Fort Loramie to give it up on downs. And Ridgemont gets it back at the 37 of the Golden Gophers. And next week's game against Lehman Catholic, Chuck, mighty important in terms of the postseason aspirations for Fort Loramie. And if the Redskins were to win, by my calculation, Fort Loramie, Riverside, Lehman Catholic would all share in a three-way tie atop the Northwest Central Conference.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's the first thing as a team. The first thing you want to do is win your league, and then you start looking postseason.
So there is a lot riding on that confrontation next week, Fort Loramie at Lehman Catholic. Yes, computer points. Redskins need to win out to ensure a postseason berth. That would include a victory against Lehman Catholic. Also, Fort Loramie can gain a share of the Northwest Central Conference lead by beating Lehman Catholic. Of course, Lehman's got a lot at stake, too. Lehman's got an opportunity to play in the postseason at home.
Yeah,
eight and two would get it done.
That would be big.
End sweep by Cameron Smith of Ridgemont around the right side. Good enough for about 11 or 12 to the 50-yard line. That's the biggest play from scrimmage, I think, for Ridgemont tonight. The biggest rush from scrimmage, anyway. This play goes backwards. Forward progress, maybe a loss of one for Ridgemont. A minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. A weather change is around the corner, and you would like to be able to grip that road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you won't get tired of. All makes and brands. Free pickup and delivery, too, offered by Jeff Gebhardt Geppy. Phone him at 937-295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Here's a very nice run to Cameron Smith. Once more around the right side. He's pretty elusive. He's got an alley, a lane in front of the Ridgemont bench all the way down to the 30. And a timeout is called by Ridgemont. Half minute to go, third quarter. First and 10, Golden Gophers. Late in the third, Redskins up 54-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And here on scoresbroadcast.com, we start the fourth quarter of action. It's Cameron Smith off right tackle from the 30-yard line of Fort Loramie for Ridgemont. He's got an opening. He slithers down to the 20, 15, stays on his feet, and Cameron Smith glides all the way to the 7. That's a beautiful 23-yard gallop by him. Goal to go, Ridgemont. As I was premature in ending the third quarter, I thought it was history, Chuck.
Yeah, well,
I'm confused. The scoreboard now shows that the third quarter has expired. I'd forgotten that Ridgemont called a timeout right before the very end of the third quarter. And that last running play there by Ridgemont from the 3 to the 1 does bring the third quarter to a close finally. 54-6 Redskins over Richmond, which is knocking on the door here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We open play here in the fourth, and Richmond starts action in the final 12 minutes from the one-yard line, and it is a touchdown run into the end zone by Xavier McGue as he exploded over left tackle, and it's the second TD of the night for Richmond, and it's 54-12. Chuck, I apologize. That very, very late third quarter timeout. I think I closed out the third quarter with that timeout, only to come back.
Wishful thinking, what that was.
Only to come back after the timeout and see about 15 or 20 seconds still left on the clock. Well, then the third quarter did officially close, and the fourth quarter begins with a short rush for a touchdown by McGue of Richmond, and then the extra point try by Richmond could have been blocked by any one of three or four Redskins who swarmed the holder and kicker. It's no good. 11:48 to go in the game. 54-12, Fort Laramie over Richmond on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And as we await the Richmond kickoff, Chuck, it gives us an opportunity to note the fact that Kim Metz at Jackson Center, the very fine volleyball coach, won the 500th match of her career just last night when Jackson Center hosted Fort Laramie and beat the Redskins 26-24, 25-22, 25-18. The Tigers' number one team in the state in D4.
Yeah, well, they're a strong volleyball team. I'm sure we're going to get to see them here soon.
Kickoff return by Fort Laramie out to about the 25 or 26-yard line. Fort Laramie played Jackson Center very tough in the first two sets last night. 26-24, 25-22. Nothing to be ashamed about in those two scores. That's for certain. Fort Laramie volleyball team owns victories over Marion Local and Powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf this year. So Fort Laramie, coached by John Rogers, no slouch. And you can bet that D4 Volleyball Regional, Chuck, once again will be Jackson Center, probably Fort Laramie, Layman Catholic, and a MAC school.
That would be my guess.
Yeah,
that's what it usually is.
It seems like every year that's the formula at the regional down at Tip in volleyball. Jackson Center, Fort Laramie, Layman Catholic, they choose sectional paths that prevent those clubs from colliding until regional play, and then a MAC school often joins them in regional action. Wade Wilhelm at Fairlawn won 571 games as a volleyball coach, and Metz is the second to eclipse that 500 mark. Cassie Meyer, 14 kills, 9 digs last night. Cameron Eckert, 16 assists. Here is Fort Loramie rushing from scrimmage. And it's Devin Worman bolting ahead right between the hash marks as he powers ahead for about 8 yards, under 10 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie next week home, or I should say on the road against Lehman Catholic before finishing at home against Upper Scioto Valley and Lima Perry. Third and one Redskins, 37-yard line of Fort Loramie. Worman takes the snap, 6-7 yards behind the line, and look at that wave of black shirts push the white shirts backward. Forward wall for Fort Loramie has been superb all night. Worman cracks ahead across the 40 to the 41, and it's a first down for the Redskins. Boy, thank goodness for the continuous clock, or this would be unmerciful tonight.
We'd be here for days.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage, 42-yard line. Now Fort Loramie's gotten back on the winning side of the ledger 3 weeks in a row in the Northwest Central Conference. And it's that kind of momentum that the Redskins will carry into next week's clash at Sydney Memorial Stadium against Lehman Catholic. And you can bet the MO of head coach Whit Parks will be to run Daniel Burning and Jake Ward as much as possible and an occasional forward pass to try to keep Lehman Catholic off balance.
They're going to have to throw it a little bit for sure. Lehman's got a lot of speed in their skill players.
Yep. Yeah, Lehman very dangerous when the Cavaliers go up top with Gilardi throwing the ball. He was going to be used lightly tonight in the Lehman Catholic road game. He passed all concussion tests, and he was going to play tonight after having been shaken up last week in the win by Lehman Catholic over Riverside, 35-30. Jake Earhart is the young man that Lehman Catholic would like to get back healthy and strong. He's had turf toe, an ouchy shoulder. Boy, the injuries have really overcome a lot of rosters. Of course, in Division 7, Chuck, you're not deep to begin with.
Right.
And those numbers begin to shrivel up fast when players go to the sidelines, banged up. 7:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Worman takes the snap from center on what is a third and five situation from the 48 marker down motion call against the Redskins. Understand that Minster leads Coldwater 14-10 third quarter, score courtesy of Ken Barhorst, Sydney Daily News. And St. Henry leads Anna 14-10 third quarter, thanks to Ken. Last score we had was Tippecanoe 14 and Sydney 7 in the third. Through the line of scrimmage comes Fort Loramie, third and 10. It's Worman, took the snap directly from the center to him, and he made a right angle toward the sideline, got to it, went down it, all the way across the 50, 40. Oh, he's got a lane running past the Ridgemont bench. Nobody's going to catch him. I don't believe a player laid a hand on him. And Devin Worman, Chuck, just dashed more than 50 yards for a touchdown. Well, I was kidding a little bit about 20 minutes ago when I said Devin Worman may make a strong bid for a Clancy's Award. He's come off the bench and played extremely well tonight.
Well, he might have gotten himself part of that sandwich.
Extra point try coming for Fort Loramie, which has hit the 60 mark against Ridgemont, 60-12, with half the fourth quarter to go. How long was that run by Devin Worman?
That was 58 yards.
58 yards.
Sydney, let me give you a score here. Sydney leads Tip City 21-14 after three.
How about that? Tippecanoe trails Sydney now. Sydney spotted Tip the first 14. Sydney's rallied with 21 straight. Extra point try by Billing is on the way, and he hammers it between the uprights. It's good. Redskins up over Ridgemont, 61-12, half the fourth quarter to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
Now, Fort Loramie kicking off now for what I think, Chuck, is the 11th time in this game. C.J. Billing. No, it's Tate Shouldis kicking off. Oh, it takes a funny hop at the 25. Ridgemont's got to recover it way back at the 9. And the return man tries to circle to the left. It's Keaton Fout, who's a linebacker on defense. He's nailed, cornered, way back around the 15-yard line. Fine kickoff by Shouldis. And Ridgemont starts first and 10 from its own 15. Jackson Center Tigers, volleyball team, been ranked number one in the state all year long in D4, state champs a year ago, and almost everybody back for head coach Kim Metz's squad. Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Alicia Kessler, Raquel Kessler, Cameron Elkert, daughter of the basketball team's head coach Scott Elkert, Vanessa Winter, Kristen Ware. Wow, it's a very strong team, experience club, big up front. You don't know where the next kill is going to come from, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, and they're very, very talented across the board. But Cassie Meyer is a monster up there. She is such fun to watch.
Yeah, when she winds up that right arm of hers, that volleyball explodes right off of it. And it is very difficult to retrieve when she gets a low to one square. Oh, when she pounds it, you are back on your heels. And Jackson Center up front in volleyball, they've got a 1-2-3-4-5 punch, not a 1-2 punch.
Right, yeah.
Xavier Magoo, end sweep to the left for Ridgemont, tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Blake Holdhouse in there on the hit for Fort Loramie. As we near the four-minute mark, Redskins up 61-12. And I'm not sure what the significance of this is, Chuck, but the scoreboard now no longer posts the down and yards to go.
I guess because nobody cares anymore.
I guess that is... That goes along with the continuous clock?
I don't think so. No. I think it's just...
I think it's a blackout on the board.
We're tired.
Yeah. Here's a beautifully thrown ball down the right sideline by the quarterback, Mauser, and it is caught on the dead run. Oh, what a catch by Patterson up at the 50, and he skipped inside the 45, but it will come all the way back. Marker down, I think, against Ridgemont as the officials sort everything out. Well, that's at least the second long ball thrown nicely and completed by Ridgemont tonight that has been negated by penalty.
I think this is going to be an eligible downfield.
The officials huddle, and will we get a signal?
So
we have a
pass interference. We're just not sure who they're calling. It had to be on the offense, I guess.
Yeah, offensive block in the back downfield by a receiver. That's the determination by the official. 3:27 to go, fourth quarter. 61-12 Fort Loramie. And Ridgemont will have it here inside its own 10. Now, you can bet emotions were high last night at Jackson Center Redskins Tigers volleyball match. Well, that was a good one. 26-24, 25-22, 25-18. Jackson Center won it. And don't be surprised if those two volleyball clubs don't lock horns again in the regional.
Well, it was the last two state champions the last 2 years playing each other.
You are exactly right. Fort Laramie a couple years ago, Jackson Center last season. And I think the statistic, Chuck, is something like 9 of the last 11 state volleyball champs in D4 have come from this region.
That doesn't surprise me with the Mac and then Layman.
Layman, St. Henry, great run by Marion Local, right. Jackson, Fort Laramie. Oh, unbelievable domination. Ridgemont football line of scrimmage is right at the 10 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. That huge penalty makes it a third and nearly 30 for Ridgemont. Mauser's in his, thought he was going to retreat all the way to the end zone. He stepped forward at the 3, raced across the 5, was tackled near the 10. Got back to the line of scrimmage. It's fourth down and 29 or 30 yards to go for Ridgemont with 2 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org, the premier eye care service in the Upper Miami Valley. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. These Roshi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, big shout-outs to them. They both joined ScoresBroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Roshi. And these Anagame sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Here's Ridgemont on 4th and 30, electing to throw from the end zone, and it's a long, high-arching bomb at the 35. It's incomplete, but draws a flag.
Well, if there is a flag, and I'm not sure why the guy's throwing a flag in a 61-12 game, it was on the offense because the offensive player grabbed the defender and pulled him down.
And I think that's what he's called, or at least I hope he saw it like you did, Chuck. You're right on. Based on our perspective from right here. Flag was thrown up over the 30, several yards short of a first down. It is ruled pass interference, a shove, a push-off against... It was unclear.
Well, the guy doesn't give any kind of a signal.
You know what? It's 15 yards against Fort Laramie. How about that? That was one of those late-in-the-game gift calls.
We need to go to have the athletic director take that guy's check back.
It's still fourth down, and instead of 30, it's fourth and 15. Line of scrimmage, the 25. Minute 25 and counting, left to go here in the fourth. Short pass by Mauser, look in. Oh, a nifty play. Catch made at the 34, up to the 35. But Ridgemont simply didn't throw it far enough to get the first down yardage. Needed 15, play went for 10, Fort Laramie takes over. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, REISS. It reaches out to assist small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, upgrades, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, and more. and Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Fort Loramie ball at the Ridgemont 34, 56 seconds to go, and the continuous clock is counting it down. Fort Loramie in the victory formation takes the snap back at the 40 and touches it down, and the Redskins will have to run maybe one more play, and that's it. Thanks again to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the region, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And that's it. The Fort Loramie Redskins have advanced to 3-4 on the year through seven games. Losers of four straight, winners of three straight. Fort Loramie thumps Ridgemont tonight 61-12. And it's a big showdown match next Friday night at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Layman Catholic hosts Fort Loramie in a crucial Northwest Central Conference game. And it's also an important game in terms of computer points next Friday at Sydney Layman as well. Well, Chuck, let's talk about this game just briefly. Redskins win it in a huge way. Fort Loramie recovering from injuries. Everybody saw action tonight. And Daniel Burning was superior at the offensive running back. Had two picks to go with that on defense.
Yeah, he was the full package tonight. And if you take a look at it, I mean, the 61-12, it could have been a whole lot worse than that. That was good sportsmanship. You know, I think they could have put 100 on the board if they had chosen to. But and I think you talked me into making this a duel. Daniel Burning definitely deserves it. But Devin Werman had a heck of a night for the Redskins himself. So Devin Werman and Daniel Burning are Clancy's players of the game.
Yeah, sure did. Those two were outstanding. The entire offensive line for Fort Loramie was great, too, tonight. Connor Myring making his first start. Among that offensive group, Connor Myring, a 5'10", 195-pound senior who played some quarterback early last year, has moved along in the depth chart, got his first start tonight on the offensive line. But Myring, Frank Meyer, Nolan Holdhouse, Sam Putoff, Tate Shouldis, that offensive group along the line of scrimmage was outstanding as well. But our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's, Devin Werman for Fort Loramie and Daniel Burning for Fort Loramie. Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Kyler Ludlow's got the play-by-play call with Chuck next week. Layman Catholic entertains Fort Loramie. Kickoff at 7. We're online at 6:35 next Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have routed Ridgemont 61-12. We'll be right back.
a long bomb by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman.
It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play. I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's the Yosi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5-yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20-0. What a play by Seth Piozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to a 46-07. He's got the first down.
Wow. I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and four for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Laramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Laramie is in business.